Welcome to the Friday Night Lincoln Show. Here's Lincoln.
Hey, my friends. Welcome to the third weekly Friday Night Lincoln Show.
On the Friday Night Show, we learn world history, hear important quotes, enjoy stories, read scripture, get musical rhythm, study the science of creation, observe how things work, collect the news, meet people, speak foreign languages, travel on field trips, decide the best way to do tasks, and share ideas for future Friday Nights.
The correct answer to 1 plus 1 times 2 is 3. Rather than 4, because multiplication is to be done before addition. It is good to get scripture in context, so next time you're reading the Bible, read a whole book in one sitting. Try Esther. It is good to be polite when having a one-on-one conversation. I recommend the 33% rule. Each person talks less than 33% of the time, which allows 33% of the time to be silenced, to allow the other party the option to excuse himself. This show now has a website, www.lincolnshow.com.
Pass some more cheese, senor. I want some more cheese, you know, because I listen to this radio show and you talk, oh, I talk really fast, you know, but I'm like, hey, you have to listen to cheese. You have to eat cheese when you listen to this show, yeah.
Life is short. Take Steven's advice on how to enjoy life. In your busy schedule, always remember to enjoy God's creation. Take a walk in the woods and enjoy the goats and the chickens. Abraham Lincoln wrote this letter to Mrs. Bixby less than 2 weeks after his re-election. Dear Madam, I have been shown in the files of the War Department a statement of the Adjutant General of Massachusetts that you are the mother of 5 sons who have died gloriously on the field of battle. I feel how weak and fruitless must be any word of mine which should attempt to beguile you from the grief of a loss so overwhelming, but I cannot refrain from tendering to you the consolation that may be found in the thanks of the Republic they died to save. I pray that our Heavenly Father may assuage the anguish of your bereavement and leave you only the cherished memory of the loved and lost and the solemn pride that must be yours to have laid so costly a sacrifice upon the altar of freedom. Yours very sincerely and respectfully, A. Lincoln. The Russian speaker Natalie on last week's radio show was from Moldova. Moldova is the poorest republic of the former Soviet Union. Thanks for listening, my friends. Talk to you next Friday night.